You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
All right, Emily's going to leave the room for the next half hour. Jeremy and I are going to talk about missing body parts.
Yeah, why not? I will tell
you this. In all of my years on this show, we have brought this topic up probably about every 3 or 4 years, and it never disappoints.
Because to you?
Yeah, we're curious.
People are morbidly curious about everything. And the really cool part is that the people who are listening to our show, who are missing a body part, for the most part, they're really cool with calling and saying, yeah, I'll tell you what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the stories. So here's the disclaimer we give every time we do this. No tragedies. No, oh, I suffered from such and such. And
yeah,
no, we're talking about
no diseases,
the
or anything,
weird, just funny accidents that happen.
Right.
That's what we want to talk about. So no illness, disease, tragedy, that's not what we're going for.
Just purely accidental.
And I understand how some of you are saying, well, Dom, if you lose, you know, like a hand, it is a tragedy. Well, yeah, but I mean, like if it's bitten off by a rhinoceros. All right,
that's a great story.
That's the story that we want. Yeah.
So my buddy,
and we got one already that was sent to us on social media that might be that very thing. It might have been bitten off by a rhinoceros. We don't know, but I'll share it with you in a minute.
Okay. I don't think rhinos bite, by the way. But anyway.
Whatever.
I'll kick it off. A buddy of mine was helping a friend back up his truck to hook it to his RV, his recreational vehicle. So if you're familiar with trucks, they have a hitch on the back, and you have like a ball hitch. It's this giant metal ball that you back up to the RV, and the front of the RV settles on that ball. It hooks into it, okay?
Right.
Well, the ball wasn't quite close enough to the hookup on the RV, so he was kind of just jiggling the truck, trying to get it to lock in. Got his finger kind of up in between that ball and the metal on the trailer. The guy backed up just a little bit more. He didn't know his finger was in there. The trailer came down, pretty much just squeezed his pointer finger off.
Off his hand.
Because it went in between the two metal pieces and just took his finger right off. Right off the hand.
Man.
And I think that would be the worst way to do it. It wasn't like a straight cut or severed. It was just
crushed. It was crushed off his hand.
It was squeezed like a toothpaste tube right off his hand. Fingerless. Nine digits.
9 digits left.
Great
story.
Some
people are missing toes, some fingers, some ears.
Yeah.
Some people are missing
an eye. I want to hear the eye.
Larger stories. We want all of the stories. You cannot be shy. You have to call 303-631-1MIX. Because in a perfect world, and I think I said this last time, we would be able to build a whole new human being out of all the parts that our listeners have lost.
Right.
It's like a spare part thing.
The parts factory.
Right. So we want to know what you got. And it doesn't even have to be you. Some of the stories we've received already are people who are talking about family members. 303-631-1MIX. 631-1649. If you get a busy signal, hang up and call back until you get through, because we are going to want your story, and we want it now.
You know, there was a Friends episode.
No, there wasn't.
There was!
No.
Chandler lost part of his toe because there was a knife. Monica, it ended up in the air, and it landed through his wicker shoe.
Aha,
and he lost
part of his toe.
See, there you go. Wicker shoe.
Wicker shoe.
That's the part
Friends
we like.
Friends episode.
Before we go to the phones, listen to these two that were written in. Tori said, Dom, our next door neighbor is missing an arm from the elbow down. He told us he lost it during an accident on a safari in Africa.
Beautiful.
We don't know whether to believe him or not, but he sounds sincere. I'm too shy to ask for details. No, you've got, if somebody's offering that, you got to say, hey, so
fought off a lion.
Yeah, you don't have to just bring it up, but if they bring it up, get the details.
You got to.
Here's one for you. Mark says, my wife is missing a toe on her right foot from a bowling ball she dropped on it when she was 16. Here's the best part. She wasn't even at a bowling alley. It happened in her kitchen barefoot.
Crunch. Ouch. Holy cow.
Here comes Christina. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
So what do you got for me?
My sister Karen used to work in some type of plant, and she was cleaning a large piece of machinery that had rollers, and her hand got sucked into the rollers, and it kind of, she lost digits and skin and has had to have many surgeries.
How many digits has she lost?
She lost all but her thumb.
All but the thumb.
Initially, it was the thumb and a couple of fingers, but they ended up having to amputate the other two fingers.
Well, at least she can still hitchhike.
Shut up.
She functions very well. She has a prosthetic now.
I'm glad you called. Listen, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for the story.
We appreciate your story.
No problem.
You know, speaking of that, and this is I do have a tragic story. They're just in the last few weeks, I guess out in Salt Lake City, there was a woman who worked at a bakery. And she got sucked into the dough mixing machine.
No. Oh, dough.
And it killed her.
I would think so.
Okay, and you get a little of this. They didn't even close the store.
My cupcake tastes funny.
They just put up a sign that said the bakery's closed. Sorry for the inconvenience. It's like, you don't close your store? God.
What a way to go, though.
Here's Brittany. Hello, Brittany.
Hi.
All right, what's your story?
So I worked at a pizza place for about 7 years, and I was actually closing down our dough roller, and it has two metal rollers and about a centimeter or less of space in between them, and it sucked my hand in. Luckily, I had a fast reaction because it only took off my fingertips.
Oh, just the tip.
Fingernails and all.
Yeah, well, I mean, which finger on which hand?
On my right hand, of course, because I'm right-handed. But then the middle two fingers, so my ring finger and my middle finger.
Zip right off.
Dang.
Now, did it hurt, or were you in shock, or just?
For about 2 minutes, I was in shock, and I didn't even realize that it happened.
Oh,
wow.
And then I kind of, like, picked up my hand to look at it and saying, like, phew, I'm glad I'm okay. But then it was just bleeding, and there was just bone sticking up.
And then the pain kicked in.
Holy cow.
Wow. Well, my pizza tastes funny.
It's a meat lover's pizza.
Oh, they closed the store, thankfully.
Good. Yes. Shut it down.
Brittany, have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Thanks for being on the show. Next up is Candace. Hello, Candace.
Hello.
We are creating a human being out of body parts today. What do you got?
I'm actually calling in about my husband. So when he was 3 years old, he was playing in his room, and he had one of those white wiffle balls with the holes in it, and he had a broken fishing pole. So he was trying to get the tip of the fishing pole into one of the holes on the wiffle ball,
okay.
And it slipped, and it came back and impaled him in his right eye.
Oh,
right in the eye!
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, it was pretty traumatic. I can't even imagine.
So did he lose the eye?
Yeah, he did. He had a bad eye for a really long time. Like, he had multiple surgeries when he was really, really young.
No.
And then it was about 4 years ago, he actually had the bad eye removed, and now he has a prosthetic.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Listen, thanks for calling and sharing your story.
Stupid wiffle ball.
Yeah, wiffle ball.
Of all things.
I got to tell you something, though. As a kid, I could see trying to jam that fishing rod
into
the holes of
a
wiffle ball.
Yeah, and then right in the eye.
I would totally do that. Here's Raymond. Hello, Raymond.
Hey, good morning, Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
What do you got?
Well, not me, but a buddy of mine lost his eye to getting shot in it by a BB gun.
Oh, man.
We hear these stories, and sometimes it really does happen, doesn't it?
Unfortunately, it does.
Yeah. You know what? My dad would never let me have a BB gun as a kid. I was so deprived. I was not allowed to have one. And he told me it's because of they're dangerous.
Yeah.
And he said, he told me that when he was a kid, he shot a BB into his best buddy's eye. And we all thought, of course.
Yeah, Christmas story.
Yeah, it's like, all right, sure. You just don't want us to have the BB gun. You don't have to make up this crappy story, blah, blah, blah. Honest to God, Raymond, after my dad passed away, we met one of his good friends from his childhood. First time we ever talked to this guy. I asked him about that story. He goes, oh, yeah, that was Jim so-and-so.
Right in the eye.
He says it definitely shot him in the eye. And get a load of this. The BB went into, like, where the tear duct, like that.
Right in the corner.
The corner. And it stayed in there for, like, a year or so. And about a year later, the dude was just hanging out one day, rubbed his eye, and the BB fell out.
Oh,
a
wow.
A year later. And now, this guy swears on 10 Bibles that it's true.
That's weird.
Dang.
My
buddy wound up having to get a glass eye put in.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, scare kids with it now. Pull your eye out.
Raymond, have a great day.
You guys too.
Okay, bye-bye. Here comes Tina. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
All right, we're ready for your story.
Okay, this is my brother, Pete. He's the most accident-prone brother I've ever known.
Oh, my, here comes Pete.
Here comes Pete. He got his zipper caught in a cement mixer.
Wait.
What was he doing to the poor cement mixer?
Was he like twerking on the cement mixer?
Was he molesting it?
I'm not finished.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
He was doing the same. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. He was working at Coronado High School when they were building Coronado High School down Carl Springs.
Yeah.
He hit a cement nail. It flew back and hit him in the eye. And he now has to have several cornea surgeries. And then he lost his thumb while he was working on the railroad.
I'm working on the railroad.
Losing my thumbs all day.
Let's go back to the zipper and the cement mixer.
What, how did that happen?
How do you do that?
Well, I just remember being little, and we had, you know how you could get those? You could rent the cement mixer. We were doing a patio for my parents.
Okay.
And he was standing, I guess, too close. Don't ask me why he was standing so close.
Right.
It was a dare.
Zipper, his pant zipper or something got stuck, and we couldn't. Yeah, he didn't lose that.
Sounds like a total dare.
I want to call him and ask him so he can say, yes, it was a very tragic day.
And his name's Pete, and I just keep thinking of that. Anyways.
Peter, I get it.
You get a ding for that. Tina, have a great day.
Thanks for calling. She's cracking herself
up.
You
made my day with your call.
Pete, come on, Pete.
The thing is, you know, you got to close with zipper in the cement mixer. You start with the thumb on the railroad, then you put the eyeball nail in the middle, and then you close with zipper. Caught. Okay, here's Dawn. Hello, Dawn.
Good morning. Right. I lost a couple of inches of my scalp.
Okay.
And a little bit of brain tissue came out in a motorcycle accident.
What? Like on your, where's, like on the front of your head or the back?
It's on the back.
Okay.
It's on the back.
So it went pretty deep then.
I did. You could actually make a fist. The doctor could make a fist in the hospital and he could put it in my skull.
In your head?
No! Really?
Yeah.
It's a great party trick.
No, not really, because there's a huge scar now, and they want to cut it out and, like, sew it back together.
How long ago was this?
2 years ago. It'll be 3 years in June.
No helmet, I'm assuming, Dawn.
No, but you should definitely wear one.
Wear your helmet.
That'd be a lesson.
So let me ask you this. Since you said parts of brain tissue came out, have you noticed something that you're not able to do as well like you used to?
Yes.
What?
There's a lot of things you can't do. I can't lay my head back and look up at the sky.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Oh. I'm talking about, do you have any kind of mental function? Like, suddenly you can't remember addresses or
do math.
I'm wondering what part of your brain.
I have a lot of short-term memory loss. I don't remember a lot of the past.
Right.
That's gone.
Whoa.
You're lucky to be alive,
every day. Yeah.
You are lucky to be alive.
That's a hell of a story.
You're tough. Thanks. You're one tough cookie, though.
Yeah. Hell of a story.
Yeah, I try.
Well, you made our day. Listen, thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
She's tough.
I'm telling you, it never disappoints. Now we have to vote on best one.
I got
to
dig deeper into the zipper and the mixer.
I'm voting that number one. I might go with brain tissue on the sidewalk, number two.
That's a strong two.
I think wiffle ball fishing rod might be third.
There's your top three.
Although the pizza dough
thing,
too,
is pretty good, too. Right. Especially because she didn't notice. Mm-hmm. She just went back to work.
No.
All right. Man.
Chris, you have any missing body part stories that you want to add or no?
No, I'm 100% complete, thankfully. Knock on wood.
You're all there.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.